I'm really blessed. I'm so grateful for the youth, the children, the adults. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. But nothing compares to what it's going to be in glory to now, all right? Everything that I do for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he's going to reward me. Amen? Amen? There's crowns that he's going to give me. But you know what I'm going to do with the crowns? I'm going to throw them right at his feet, because it never was about me. It never was about you. It's all about him. Amen? And when we get revelation and we get understanding of that, then all of a sudden things in our atmosphere will begin to change. Amen? God wants to move in the atmosphere. God wants to move in the atmosphere of your heart and the atmosphere of your life today. Amen? You've been looking and you've been desiring some things that you haven't received. Amen? And today, I believe, is the day of reception. Amen? How many need to receive something? So look with me in Proverbs chapter 24, verse number 14, as I build a foundation for where we're going today. The word of God declares, "So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off." Amen. I was looking at that. I shared the other night in West Virginia. I always get word pictures, and for wisdom, God gave me this word picture, an acrostic for wisdom. Write this down. Wisdom. Walking in spiritual discipline of mind. Walking in spiritual discipline of mind. Okay? That's wisdom. Not your head knowledge. Not your education. Not all your analytical thinking. But the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God transforms and changes the way we think and the way we look at things. The Word of God says in Acts chapter 20, verse number 28, he says, "Take heed unto yourselves and unto the flock, which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. And feed the church of God, which he purchased with his blood." So today, as the word goes forth, God wants to feed you something. God wants to give you some manna. God wants to give you something fresh to dine on today. So turn your Bibles and your word with me to Hebrews chapter 3. Our text is beginning with reading verse number 1. It says, "Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all this house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who have builded the house have more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all of his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm until the end." I titled this, "The House of the Risen Son." God wants you to understand about his house. He wants us, we are to hold fast, we are to hope for, and we're to hang firm. Amen? So let's lift the word together and let's make a declaration to get our hearts and our minds in line. Say, "I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're so grateful that you sent the word here to accomplish what you sent it to do. Right now, Father God, I bind every resisting spirit in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare and decree hearts and ears open to receive what you have for your children today. That you love them. And that the plans that you have for them is for good and not for evil. That we have hope and we have an expected outcome. So Lord, we rejoice in you today. We rejoice in your word that you sent it to edify, to encourage, and to comfort everyone in the room. And we recognize that you'll receive all the glory, the honor, and the praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. He says, his house are we, okay? So first we're going to look at his house. So turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. The Apostle Paul's talking about the house comes from the Greek word oikos, which means dwelling place. Amen? And 1 Corinthians 3:16, the word of God says, know ye not that you are the temple of God or the dwelling place? And that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Then he says, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. The temple of God is holy. Which temple are ye? And what God is speaking about is, he's not talking about us falling into sin. What he's talking about really here, what the apostle's speaking about, is false doctrine and false teaching. Telling somebody that it's all right when it's not all right. Twisting the truth. God says in his word that we shall know the truth, and it's the truth that shall deliver us and set us free. Amen. God isn't a God of deception. Amen. When God speaks, it's the truth. Amen. So as his word goes forth, we are to take it. So as he's speaking to us today, and he's talking about his house, are we, that we are the house of God. Individually. Individually. Not only individually. Amen? But collectively. Turn me to 2 Corinthians chapter 6 a minute. Verse number 14. When the Apostle Paul was writing about being yoked together, he's not talking about marriage. He is speaking in this context about association. Who I'm hanging with, who I'm running with. He says to us in verse 14, he says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion have light with darkness, and what concord have Christ with Belial or the devil, or what part have he that believeth with an infidel or an unbeliever, and what agreement have the temple of God with idols, for you are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Amen? Amen? In other words, the Apostle Paul is speaking to the church of Corinth, and he's not talking about marriage and relationship. He's saying, hey, you were in the world, but you're not of the world. God has called you to be separate. Be ye separate, okay? God has called us to walk in the light as he is in the light, and we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Amen. Some people don't understand that you become an element of what you surround yourself with. Some of you think that they can go out and hang with everybody because they're strong, and they'll find out they're not as strong as they really thought they were. Amen. All of a sudden, those things of darkness start creeping in. How many know the devil's a creep? He creeps. He creeps in. Amen. Amen. He usually doesn't show himself real big. He shows himself so. So he says individually, we're our body is his house. Collectively, we gather together. We're to hang with brothers and sisters. That doesn't mean I'm supposed to separate myself and not be in this world. I'm in this world, but not of this world. But I'm in this world to be a light in this world. I'm to let my light so shine before men that they may see my good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. I'm not rendering evil with evil. When somebody curses me, I bless him that curse me and despitefully use me for his name's sake, for great is my reward. I don't render evil for evil. I'm not that person anymore. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. That old man died and the new man's alive. In other words, it's time for us to walk in the newness of life instead of walking in the oldness. Amen. I don't know about you, but when he says that he transforms us by the renewing of our mind. In other words, my mind has to align with his word. By what? Walking in spiritual discipline of mind. In other words, I've got to let this affect me. Because if I don't let it affect me, if I don't digest it, if I don't swallow it, it's not going to have an effect. And it's going to have an adverse effect on others. Amen? He says us that we're his house individually, collectively when we're out there. But he also says and corporately in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 4, he said, to whom coming as a living unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, speaking of Jesus, ye also as lively stones, plural, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable by God, by Jesus Christ. Acceptable God by Jesus Christ. When Moses came into the temple, there was a bloody mess. They offered up blood. But since Jesus shed his blood for you and I, now we offer up spiritual sacrifices that are holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is our good and our reasonable service. And in other words, if I think about the word sacrifice, if I think of a sacrifice, it means I'm giving something I really don't want to.
Come on.
I mean, if I'm going to give up something, I'm giving up something that I really don't want to. When you gather in the presence of God, so many times you don't feel like praising God. And the devil wants you to think that you're a hypocrite if you praise God when you don't feel like praising God. But the devil's a liar. The devil's a liar. He's trying to hold back what God wants to do in your life. You have not arrived yet. I have not arrived yet. We're all on a journey. So we're going to offer up our sacrifice of praise to him and give him glory and honor to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Do you hear what God's saying here? You're not a hypocrite. You're not a hypocrite. You're a person. Amen? Are you cold? Okay. I give you my coat. You need a coat? You good? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's going to heat up. It's going to heat up here in a minute. Yeah, it's going to heat up. You hear what the Lord's saying? Now, let's be honest. How many came in here today and did not feel like praising God? Come on. Oh, I've been looking for something from the Lord and he didn't give it to me. Come on. Come on. Oh, I don't know. I've been waiting for this for a long time and I didn't get it. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Oh, how can I praise somebody when I haven't received it yet? How can I give him praise and glory? Yeah, I feel like a hypocrite if I do that. No, lie. Everything's about faith in the kingdom of God. All of a sudden, I'm excited. I'm giving a praise and glory forever does it. Amen. I need healing in my body. I'm going to go ahead and give him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hey, we got to get in that place. See, God wants to get us in that place. Because if we can't get in that place, we're no different than the world out there. Amen. I know God. I know he's going to do everything he said he's going to do. Amen. There's not one word that'll fall to the ground that will not be accomplished because he said it. When he spoke it, it became. Come on now. When he spoke it, it became. When he spoke it, it became. Yeah, we got to get this out of our way. We come in sometimes with that old attitude. I shall not be moved. I don't think they meant that song in that light. But sometimes we come in there. Hey, God wants us to understand something. Amen. I don't know about you, man, but I know one thing. I know I've read about heaven. I know I've had visions of heaven. And everybody in heaven is before the throne worshiping, praising the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. So if I'm going to get to heaven, I'm going to get to a place of praise and worship, right? Amen. I want you to understand in faith, when you go ahead and give God praise and glory, all of a sudden you step on the devil's head. Amen. Amen. Hey, how many know that we have to stop giving him space? He's got enough space. Amen. So he gives us, he says in our text today, he says, whose house are we if they put if in the Bible? What? An if? He says, if we hold fast our confidence. Amen. Is anybody with me here? So we must. So we hold fast. We are to hold fast. So turn with me to Hebrews chapter 4. Verse number 14. We're going to hold fast our confidence, our boldness. And that word confidence means boldness. And God wants us to have Holy Ghost boldness. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You become a child of God. You've got Holy Ghost boldness. Boldness is the boldness is confidence to put the devil where he belongs. Hello? I'm reminded of Star Trek. They boldly go where no man's gone before. And in the spirit, we can boldly go where man himself has never been before, in the kingdom of God. And Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 14, he said, seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Amen. In other words, God wants you to understand that you're worthy through Jesus Christ. That the veil of the temple was torn from top to bottom. You and I have the rights to go to the very throne room of God. Right into the holy presence of God. Amen. 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 So he says to you and I that in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, he says, let us hold fast our profession of faith. This word faith That, you know, faith has several different Greek words, and faith for believing faith for salvation comes from the Greek word pistis, reliance, trust. But this word faith in the context in Hebrew comes from the Greek word elpis. It's spelled E-L-P-I-S. And this means to anticipate, to expect, to hope. So when he's saying here, he says, let us hold fast our profession of hope or anticipation without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another in so much more as you see the day approaching. I want you to understand it's so important for us to gather together in the house of God. Amen. I don't know about you, but I need your faith. Because everyone that came into this room came in with a measure of faith. And we're believing God to do some things here today. And if we're believing God to do some things in our hearts and lives, it takes all these measures of faith coming together. See, the devil wants you to say, well, you could just stay home and get it on TV. But your faith ain't reaching no one. You ain't agreeing with no one. You ain't coming into community with no one. You're not coming into fellowship with no one. Amen? Amen? He calls us to be a house. This is a house that we're individually his house, collectively and corporately, we are the house of God. Amen? So he says, hold fast. We are to hold fast our confidence, and we're to hope for. The hope for. And rejoice in the hope is what our text says today. And I want you to understand that hope comes from the same Greek word that faith does in Hebrews 10:23. Comes from the same Greek word, elpis. And, you know, the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews 11 that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, if I could see my sickness or my disease or whatever, if I could see it healed, I wouldn't have to have faith for it. If I saw everything I was believing for, there's no faith involved with that. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In other words, just because it doesn't work the way I think it should, I believe God is the author and finisher of what I asked him to do. He that's begun a good work is faithful to see it to completion. God never starts something he doesn't finish. The problem is God's the author and finisher, but the people give up in the middle. They don't wait until the answer comes. They try to do it on their own strength and on their own power, and then they make it worse. Yep. And then they say, anybody blah, blah? So turn with me to Romans chapter 8. You know what I'm speaking this for? For faith to increase in the house so we can believe God to do some things in here. Amen? Praise God. Romans chapter 8, verse 24. He says, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doeth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, do we not with patience wait for it? Then, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Amen? So we're in this elpis. We're in this hope. We're in this place of hope. That's why the Apostle Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, He says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you the reason of the hope that is in you with meekness in fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. For it is better if the will of God be so that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. Amen. Amen. We're to bless people. Amen. You know, when you go to some place and somebody's irritable and they're mad and they curse you out and you smile and tell them Jesus loves them, it ruins their day. Amen. Nobody wants to fight with anybody that doesn't fight back. Hello? Well, what does he say? Why? Because I can't do that on my own strength. That's why it says the Spirit help with my weakness. In other words, I'm not depending on me. I'm dependent on him. Amen. His strength is made perfect in my weakness. His strength is made perfect in your weakness. Amen. And then he says, firm until the end. That we're to hang firm. Hang firm. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12. Again in verse number 1. He says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. Amen. Basic instructions. God's word is not complicated. The adversary wants us to believe it's complicated. This is the most simplistic book that was written. It's written for a fifth grade reading level. Hello? Hello? In other words, the adversary wants you to think, well, this is just too complicated. That book's just too complicated. We'll leave this on the shelf, and I'll just read what so-and-so has to say about it. Because that's easier reading. My word says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Your faith ain't coming by my words. Your faith isn't coming by my corniness. That may be my personality, but your faith is not coming from that. Your faith is being increased in the house today because the word of God is being spoken into your hearts by the Spirit of God and by a voice. Amen. It's his word. Amen. So look with me in Hebrews chapter 10. Verse number 36. Well, Pastor, you sure have a lot of word. God has a lot to say. Amen. Hebrews 10:36 says, for ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Maybe I'll read that again. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition or unbelieving, but of them that believe to the saving of our soul. Amen?
Amen.
You know, the trial of our faith worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. In other words, this is a spirit thing, man. If you can't get a hold and let the Spirit minister in your heart and life, it's just going to be head knowledge. You're going to beat yourself up. That's like trying to get Dusty healed. Get healed. I'm hitting him with the word. Well, that's the way some people try to treat the word of God. They want to come and try to beat you up with it. Amen? Forgive me, Dusty.
It's time only.
Hey, see, I knew you could take it. Right? This isn't a weapon against our brothers and sisters. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to pull down some strongholds. Strongholds in your mind. Strongholds in your body. Strongholds in your spirit. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty and there's freedom. Hallelujah. Jesus says this in closing today in Revelation chapter 3. Verse number 11, he says, "Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown." So in closing today, what is the Lord saying first and foremost? That we are his house. This is his house. You are his house. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your body became the temple of God. And he's telling us whose house we are if we hold fast our confidence. Our confidence. Believe in God and his word. That we hope for. Faith being the substance of things we're hoping for, not always the evidence of things seen. But the Word of God also says there in Hebrews 11, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. For they that come to Him must believe that He is God, and He is a rewarder to them that diligently seek Him. And God is saying, when you ask, hang firm until you get your answer. Until it is manifested. In other words, sometimes with signs and wonders and miracles, sometimes God heals automatically, instantaneously. But even as in the Word, sometimes it's a process. Sometimes He wants you to walk out your faith. In other words, sometimes when my body doesn't feel like doing something, I have to go ahead and do it by faith. But I have to use wisdom. You know what wisdom is? Walking in spiritual discipline of mind. Did you write it down? You know that's a profound statement that may change your whole life. I believe the Holy Ghost gave that. So in closing today, God says for us to hold fast, to hope for, and to hang firm. And he who's begun a good work will see it through. Bow your heads.